We're here on KSOM, and it's always good to talk football. Luke Sternberg of AHSTW has decided that he is going to Iowa Western to play football at the junior college there, one of the top junior college football programs in the country. He joins us here on KSOM. Luke, congratulations. How's it feel to finally make that decision and get it done with?
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely been a long process. Kind of started my sophomore year after football, and went on a lot of visits, a lot of camps, a lot of junior days, and ultimately, yeah, I went on a visit to Iowa Western during this last football season, and just kind of fell in love with the place, and you know, checked all my boxes, and kind of felt like, you know, that's where I'm supposed to be, and with everything going on right now in college football, it's probably the best time to go JUCO, you know, if you want to make it to that next level.
Well, yeah, the transfer portal is active now, and it doesn't seem like that's going away. It's part of college football now, so that means maybe more opportunities for players from the JUCO level. What opportunities did you have from any D1 schools or any other colleges that didn't seem right for you, I guess?
Yeah, so I had I had two D1s from the military schools, Air Force and Army, and I wasn't really looking into those just because of the military commitment there. And then I had a lot of D2s that were interested. I had two offers from Sioux Falls and Wayne State for D2. And then like Augustana, Northwest Missouri State, if I would have held out a little bit longer, I already would have gotten something from them. But, I mean, ultimately, my goal has always been to play at the Division I level. And definitely, like, you know, with them cutting the roster spots down to 105, it's definitely hurt the 2025 class a little bit. But right now, especially with the new JUCO ruling too, that they can get four more years of like your years that you play at JUCO won't count against you when you go on to like the NCAA. So right now, I just felt like the best time to go JUCO for that.
Yeah, that big decision with the Vanderbilt quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. So now may be the time. It's a big advantage to go to JUCO now, even more than ever before.
Definitely.
What were the things that stood out the most for you at Iowa Western?
Really, just the that they're like a championship contender. You know, they year in year out they're the top team, if not top five team in JUCO every single year. And then also getting to sit down with Coach Strohmeyer one-on-one, just believing in, how many guys he sent to that next level and just the development there and just the amount of exposure you're going to get at a school like Iowa Western. Those were what really stood out to me the most.
And it doesn't hurt to have a big-time JUCO program in your backyard, right?
Definitely not.
I mean, it's got to be exciting for your parents and your family that they don't have to go that far to watch you play for home games.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's one of the first things they mentioned is that, I'll be close to home. And I've heard it from a lot of the community members as well as that they're excited to watch me, just basically 30 minutes down the road. So, it's definitely awesome to have them so close.
Yeah. If anything, was the conversation about with the coaches just about the fact that Iowa Western develops players to D1 programs? I mean, that's got to be your dream, and your dream is probably, even though it's going to be not this year, you still got to feel like it's alive.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of hard to come to the realization that, if I want to get to that level, I'm going to have to, bet on myself at like a JUCO like that. And but once I heard like Coach Strohmeyer talk and definitely like how many guys they've sent, you really see like how well you can get developed there. And they're also talking to like their D-backs coach. I was a really big fan of him. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like it is on you to put the work in, but they will like do everything in their power to help guide you and get you those connections.
So you think it's going to be the defensive side for you?
Yep. So I'll be playing the nickel position, which is the slot cornerback in their defense. And it's kind of a hybrid. I can roll back to a safety, but I can also come down and play that corner spot and then also fit in the run game. And then also looking to do some returning on special teams as well.
Oh, yeah. You don't know anything about returning kicks.
Yeah, definitely not. No, I was like, if I'm going to play defense and not offense, I at least want to get the ball in my hand sometimes, you know?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
other than forcing turnovers.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were one of the best kick returners in the area, and we're able to do that pretty darn good. And now to showcase it at the next level, that's got to be exciting. What things are you going to have to work on the most to take your game to that next level and help this team contend for national junior college championships?
I'd say really just my size. It'll definitely help being able to, you know, just focus on one sport rather than going through basketball, track, and everything else like that. And they have really good, like, strength and nutrition program down there. So definitely my size, just getting a little bit bigger, will help me a lot. And then also just really hammering home the technique. I've played kind of all over the ball. So, like, once again, like, just focusing one specific position will help a lot.
What about the academic side of things? What areas of studies would you like to pursue there?
Yeah, so I'll study pre-business while I'm there. And then once I move on to that four-year, I'm planning on double majoring in business management and then supply chain management when I get to the four-year.
So what's involved with supply chain management?
It's what my uncle does. And basically, like, if you can get into, like, the trucking, the health side of it, but basically just making sure, like, you order the supplies and making sure, like, everything is properly, like, it's like you talk to, like, the retailer and make sure things get transported. Basically anything that has to do with, like, supplies and making sure your company has the right stuff. But there's a lot of different areas, though, that you can go into it with.
Awesome. Great. So you got a path there. That's fantastic. What are you most excited about just with, graduating? You know, you still got some sports left here at AHSTW, but this big decision is behind you. You can now look forward to basketball, to the rest of enjoy your senior year. But what are you most excited about in terms of playing football at the next level?
Really just being able to continue playing. You know, we lost first round this year, and it didn't quite sit too well with me. So having that opportunity to just keep playing, you know, the game I love, it means a lot. But I'm definitely going to miss playing, you know, being a Viking here in Avoca. But, you know, I still got track and, you know, finish out the rest of basketball season strong. But, yeah.
Well, once a Viking, always a Viking. You know, you'll always be treasured there at AHSTW and everything like that. And what do you think it'll be like? Can you envision the moment where you're playing for Iowa Western in the national championship game and it's televised on national TV?
It'd definitely be a surreal moment. Just seeing, like, you know, we watched it from our TV screen, you know, to be broadcast nationally live, like, that'd be a crazy surreal moment. And with how much, like, attention they brought with Hunter Deckers and everything like that, I just can't even imagine what that moment would feel like. It seems surreal.
Well, it seems possible now. So
yeah,
enjoy the rest of your senior year. We'll certainly be visiting with you probably at some point, if not during basketball season, but during track. And looking forward to seeing what you can achieve at the next level at Iowa Western, Luke. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Luke Sternberg, senior at AHTW. He's going to play football at Iowa Western. Joins us here on KSOM.